In word and deed, the Trump administration has been sounding the alarm over Iran and its proxies.
If American interests are attacked, we will most certainly respond in an appropriate fashion.
Lawmakers are demanding more information.
And I would urge the State Department and DOD to come down here and explain to us what's going on, because I have no idea what the threat stream is beyond what I read in the paper.
We need clarity. We need answers, and we need them now.
Asked if war with Iran is on the horizon, President Donald Trump would only say, some fear a repeat of the buildup to the 2003 U.S. invasion of Iraq.
We do not need another Iraq weapons of mass destruction moment that led us to one of the worst disastrous military engagements when there were no weapons of mass destruction to be found.
Words of advice from a former commander of U.S. forces in Iraq, America should seek to change Iran's behavior, not regime change in Iran.
The idea of invading, I think, is something that is certainly not seriously on the table. We should have learned by now, I think, especially after the Arab Spring, that the regime change aftermath is not always what we have hoped it would be.
For now, many Republicans are willing to give the administration the benefit of the doubt, given Iran's past actions.
I support what the administration is doing with regard to reinforcing our military capabilities in the region, and this is the reason. It sends a message to Iran that if you're going to try and do what you did in 2004 and 2005 and 2006, which is kill and wound thousands of our military members, that we are going to have the capability to make you pay.
It's very straightforward. If Iran attacks, there'll be a war. If Iran does not attack, there will not be a war.
Many Democrats, meanwhile, are reserving judgment.
I just want to confirm what the purpose of our pressure campaign is. Many of us feel that it's been ham-handed without a well-defined end game.
The American people deserve to know what's going on. If the president and Republicans in Congress are planning to take the United States to a conflict, even a war in the Middle East, the American people deserve to know that, and they deserve to know why.
Congressional leaders received classified briefings late last week. Briefings for rank-and-file lawmakers of both parties reportedly are being planned in the days to come. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.